Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's B-Y-T-E.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Because Daily Pop is back. Woo-hoo. Today, how Nicki Minaj owned cable TV last night, and I'm going one-on-one with Mariah Carey. Ooh. But first, I'm so excited about our guest host, Wendy Raquel Robinson from The Game.
Yes.
Okay, we have budget now.
We do. By the way, we got somebody like for real.
We got a real person. Oh,
literally,
today.
I was like, okay.
I feel the same way, though. I'm so excited to be here.
We're
I watch
so
you guys
happy.
Every day.
Oh,
oh
yeah.
My God. I love when everyone says that. I'm like, well, is that reflecting in somewhere or what? Can we get a piece of paper that says that?
By the way, it's definitely not reflected in this paycheck.
Yeah. Oh, stop.
Things got nasty on The Real Housewives of Potomac reunion, and the shade didn't end when the camera stopped rolling. Guest co-host Nicki Minaj came for all the ladies, slamming everything from their changing looks to Candace's singing abilities.
And I look from then and now, and you have changed a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think your beauty has started fading at all?
Ooh.
Or are you just giving a different look?
Mia, I need you to know you sound crazy.
I want to know how you checked her for humiliating your husband on TV. Just because she want to be funny on TV? Go in the back and get your projector and come out when I'm done, child, because I'm done. I can hear that you used auto-tune in the song Drive Back. We need to hear something a cappella, child.
What you got, you make me drive back.
Woo!
I saw every bit of it.
Uh-huh.
We'll talk about it later.
Why are you upset exactly?
The line of questioning and the way it was going. I didn't like it.
Are you kidding me? You know what you just did? You shouldn't be. She did something amazing. Everybody cheered for her.
Yeah.
I watched the whole thing.
Yeah.
I saw it.
And Chris, all of that was great for her.
Mm. Yes. No, Giselle brought it up. I was past it. Well,
okay, so let me give you the rundown.
Please.
Let me tell you what happened. So Nicki put Candace on the spot and was like, I want to hear you sing a cappella because I think you use auto-tune. Candace was very hesitant to sing her song Drive Back, and Nicki said, no, sing your song. Candace was like, I don't know.
Why? She did amazing.
She was just nervous. She hadn't warmed up. It's live. Like, she was scared to do it.
But you can sing or you can't.
Well, there you go.
Yeah,
amen.
She ended up killing it, though.
Right.
So after the show aired last night, Nicki tweeted, Candy girl, husband really need to sit his ass down, child.
Damn.
LMFAO. And then Chris clapbacked, I don't need to do anything but support my wife.
But
whose side are you on?
Is there like sides? I mean, I think ultimately, I mean, Nicki, I'm really still focused on the fact that she asked somebody if she thinks her looks are fading.
Okay, right,
are we talking about this singing? I don't give a about the singing. I give a shit that someone asked somebody, hey, you're known for being beautiful, but I want to know, do you think you're becoming less beautiful over time? That is only Nicki Minaj gets. If I ask somebody that off the network.
Oh, okay, you'd be an Azkaban, right?
Exactly. It would be. You can't ask.
Canceled.
I mean, insane. So I don't care. She's saying it was amazing. I think that her husband was being overprotective or protective, I should say. And it was sweet. And I think that Nicki, I will say, we've said this many times because this just keeps coming out in different parts.
Right.
Nicki was prepared.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
She was professional.
Yep.
She didn't hold back.
Mm-hmm. Nope.
And this is the kind of person that needs to do these shows because she went there in a way that, like, I mean, I'm glad she stayed within bounds because I think it could have gone, like,
left.
I mean, really? Like, it went left, but it could have gone real left.
Right.
What was the original question?
Okay, right.
You answered it. You answered it.
Okay. I don't remember.
I gotta stand up for the husband, though. You know what I mean?
Because
yes! Oh my God, I would want my man to say say that.
Would you?
Yes.
Do you think it was out of line? Do you think it was out of line for Nicki to ask her to sing?
No.
Okay.
Because Nicki is a singer.
Right. Well, she's a rapper. Yeah.
But also,
you know.
But Nicki sings. But also, that was part of your storyline. So I feel like if it was on the show, it's okay to ask. The one thing I think is wrong.
What?
I don't think men should ever get involved in housewives drama because it never ends well for them.
It's such a bad look.
It's so managerial.
But see, now I'm coming from, I didn't watch the show, so I really didn't know, but I was like, oh, that's kind of sexy that he stepped up. I thought it was sexy.
Well, I guess he does. He didn't like the line of questioning. It's fair. But the other thing is, Nicki uses auto-tune, right? Like, that's fine. Doesn't everyone use auto-tune?
Yeah, but...
I use auto-tune to speak, basically.
Okay, yeah, Candace said, I think I'm known more for my vocals. And then Nicki said, oh, okay, well, I think you use auto-tune, but let's prove me wrong. And Candace proved Nicki wrong. I know you watch reality TV. Have you ever seen A Real Housewives?
No, I've seen Atlanta. Yeah.
The wife could be completely right. Mm-hmm. She could be right to the day's end. Mm-hmm. But the minute the husband jumps in, you're wrong because you let your man get in the fight.
But it makes good TV.
It does make good TV.
Half is talking about it.
But men getting into women's, you just can't, like, I literally have spoken about the same thing for 5 days to my husband, and every day he's like, oh, she's still talking about it. Like,
she's still going on.
Oh, we're still talking about how that wasn't put away correctly, which I'm going to talk about it after the show. But it's just one of those things, like, you can't, no matter, unless it's like another couple or your wife is really in a spot where you feel like she can't get herself out. But otherwise, like, this all means nothing.
Right.
Just let them be catty. Right. That's why they signed up. But Candace did an incredible job. Back to the fact that someone asked Giselle if she was less pretty. Insane.
Well, look, we're going to be talking about that for a few days.
Oh, yeah.
And we're also going to be talking about Adele because she is getting a big apology. Ooh. Fans went wild over the reports that she walked out of an interview because the reporter admitted he hadn't listened to her new album. But Matt Doran from the Australian TV show Weekend Sunrise says that's not what happened. Here's his whack-ass side of the story.
After we landed in London, an email came through from Sony. It didn't mention Adele, but it did contain a link to her album. The genuine, dead-set, hand-on-heart truth is that I missed it. By an absurdly long margin, the most important email I've ever missed in my life. The interview itself, Adele didn't walk out, it ran over time. By missing the album link, however I might try to justify it, I've insulted Adele. To Adele, I say, I'd never have knowingly disrespected you by deliberately not listening to your work. I am so sorry.
I feel so bad for him.
He seems sincere.
He seems so sincere.
Really
we were
does.
Mean to him on Nightly Pop. I wasn't, Hunter was. But I feel like... By the way, when you have an accent, can you even do wrong? Like,
right.
It doesn't matter. Like, he just, like, hand on heart. I was like, what?
By the way, that's why Hugh Grant has, like, 7 different baby mamas.
Yeah.
Because of that accent. Because if he had an American accent, if he was from Minnesota,
exactly.
Nobody would be giving Hugh Grant
you
the cookie.
You know what? If you're from Minnesota and you have 7 baby mamas, then you're like, ooh, trash.
Yeah,
no.
It's like a vocal aphrodisiac.
Vocal aphrodisiac.
That's what it is. That's what it is.
That is, I feel so, I mean, how many interviews do...
Look, I'm going to say this. That man had 23 hours.
Ooh.
From Australia
Damn,
to London.
Justin, you have
to
no...
To listen one time.
To
chill.
Listen to 10 tracks. And I'm not asking you to listen to the Catch Me Outside Girl new album that's dropping on Bibo or something. I'm asking you to listen to Adele, okay?
By
the way, look, I know you missed a link, and I do feel bad for you, but I'm not going to walk into J-Lo without listening to J-Lo.
It's insulting.
It's insulting.
And we're talking Adele.
Yes.
Yeah. Like, we're talking about true vocals.
At least know the song titles.
But he admitted it, which I do, I like, and he's taken ownership for it.
And he got some fame. I didn't know who he was.
Yeah.
I mean, this is
It has us talking about it again.
Look, and he was very sweet. And I think, look, at the end of the day, on Adele's side, you know, you do junkets with people. Mm-hmm. They are answering the same question all day long for hours. Mm-hmm. So to have somebody seemingly waste your time and try to half-ass it when she hasn't been able to half-ass any of the album, any of the interviews that she's done, I understand her being like, you haven't listened to it?
Right.
Deuces.
But, Wendy,
What?
You know when a reporter is in a junket or talking to you in press, and you can tell.
If they have seen the show or if they have not seen the show, because then they have something to say. It's like, ooh, when you hit that run on that one song or if you did that line, blah, blah, blah. But Adele, not only is she coming out with new music, but she has a body transformation. So it's like, who is this new Adele? I'd be so intrigued to see it.
Same.
And say something about it.
Same.
Yes.
And
yes.
If the album gave me the full story, guess what?
What?
I'm using one of those 23 hours to eat that up.
But also, I don't know why he admitted just...
Because you know why? Things got out of hand. He had one of the biggest interviews of the year. We didn't get 30 minutes with Adele.
Right,
this man got
right.
30 minutes with Adele. Apparently, it cost $750,000 to get the rights
That's why we didn't get
it. To get the interview?
To get the interview. Allegedly reported $750,000.
They had to fly him. They had to pay her.
They had to pay her.
Wow.
You had one job.
That was it.
You had one job.
Also, the other thing is, if you're going to sit down with Adele for her new album, you don't really necessarily need to miss an email because you know you're talking to her about her new music, so you should have just iTunes it up anyway.
Exactly.
Oh, Sam being mean to him again.
Let me let you know something. If I go to an interview and I miss one question, there is the 6 degrees of why did you not ask her that one question? Coming from four different people, I have to explain.
Right.
So imagine flying 23 hours, you flew your reporter there, and he came back with
nothing. Nothing?
Come on, y'all.
That's crazy. I want my money back.
I hope that
I want my money back.
I think they're going to keep, right? They're going to keep him.
They're going to keep him. They're definitely going to keep him.
Well, you heard his accent.
I hope so. I mean, people are allowed to make mistakes. Whatever.
Can we just talk about...
Well, that's a huge one.
Before we end this conversation, can we just talk about the fact that if Hugh Grant was from New Jersey, he would definitely not be getting the cookie he'd been getting.
By the way, what about
Getty? Well, when you said Montana, that had me on the floor.
Well, I was like,
okay, yeah. Also, he ain't getting nothing.
We've forgotten a lot. We've forgiven him for a lot.
A lot of things.
Yeah.
Speaking of forgiving, a big congrats to our friend Erin Limrose. She gave birth to a beautiful baby girl last week. Ciela Rhodes.
Woo!
She won't be here to fill in for anybody for the next few months.
Yes.
We forgive you for that. Erin posted, didn't expect this week to be the best week of our lives, but here we are. Wendy, do not drink the water here.
Ooh.
Every bitch is popping up pregnant.
Really? Let me try, honey, because you know my eggs are powdered.
Listen. First of all, look at that. I am so happy for Erin. I feel like this felt like the right time. I feel like at the end there, she was like, all right, I'm ready. Oh, my God.
Adorable.
That baby is cute.
Sailor.
So cute.
She is so cute. I'm so happy. I mean, I don't even know if I'm allowed to say this, but she did. She went all natural. This girl pushed out that baby.
She pushed.
With not an ounce of epidural. No help.
Oh,
so,
really?
Good for her.
I think you just violated her HIPAA law. Coming up, our new interview of Mariah Carey. She's talking about an ex she kicked to the curb.
And you
gotta hear why. Plus, Rihanna's sexy new PJ line. Would you wear these? I got 3 orders already. We'll discuss.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
If you're looking for some family-friendly gift ideas, turn the channel because this ain't it.
Mm-hmm.
Rihanna just dropped these Savage X Fenty PJs specifically designed to show your best assets.
Yeah.
Now, we had to blur it for TV, but what size are you and color are you buying these in for yourself, Morgan?
I feel like, I mean, listen, I would if I was not having a baby, but I love them and I think they're amazing and they're so, I mean, is she kidding?
Like she was like, you know what? I love the gays.
Easy access. It's a throwback to Prince.
She looks
yes, it is. It's like
when he turns
it
around.
Bring it on.
Yes. So hot.
It's
I love
so
the
hot.
Photo of her.
But by the way, you know in the 90s, people would walk outside with these.
Right.
By the way, some of y'all wearing these right now.
Yeah.
And y'all don't even know it.
It's true.
I mean, she's bold. It's bold. But it's, I mean, that's what's in right now.
Listen, I feel like
I'm not bad at it.
I agree. I feel like a lot of boyfriends and girlfriends are going to be having a lot of fun, and married people as well. Like, without, I just envision so many kids in my room now. So,
well, I've been stuck in the house by myself for an hour and a half. I wear these to the grocery store. No Christmas.
Easy breezy.
Right? Yes. No Christmas is complete without music from Mariah Carey. She's kicking off the season with a new special, and she gave me the scoop on how she celebrates the holidays. But before you take a look at this, my lighting was crackhead chic.
It was.
I apologize. I can't even look at this interview.
Yes,
he looks like he's doing an interview with hard copy. It is.
I look like I am Samuel Jackson, Jungle Fever.
No.
I am so sorry. All the black people out there, do not come for me.
No.
Watch.
Okay.
The one, the only Mariah Carey.
I can't not celebrate Christmas with the world.
It's such an exciting Christmas event. And, you know, we had the best time working together. It's fun, it's festive, like we're all just, you know, feeling the vibe of the spirit of Christmas. I really can't wait to share it with everybody.
This might be the gayest thing I have ever done in my life.
It's all is merry and bright. It's the gaiety of it all.
Yes.
It makes the season bright. What do you want from me? If you feel it's the gayest thing you've ever done, then I'd live for you.
This is what I imagine your Christmas is like. Like, my mom used to say to people, don't spoil those kids. Don't bring them all those presents. I feel like at the Carey household, you're like, bring everything in a dump trunk. We're doing this.
I feel like I've kind of spoiled them into being like expecting too much, but they don't. Like, they're actually, I'm really proud of them. They're just my favorite people. But yeah, like, we have the best time at Christmas.
Let's say you met your Prince Charming. He was the perfect man. The one thing that he didn't like was Christmas. Would you kick his ass to the curb?
Oh, he can't stay. You have to love Christmas. Like, there was a person in my life at one time, we won't say names, and they didn't love holidays. And I was like, well, you with the wrong person then, honey.
Girl, how did he even get through the gates of the house?
I don't know. People are still trying to figure that one out.
My gay card is definitely getting revoked.
No, it is not. You giving me a little Denzel.
Listen, it's, ooh, that was
really, little Denzel.
That was nice.
It was.
That was nice.
It was,
it was not, it was bad.
It was terrible.
Morgan!
It wasn't terrible, but it was not, it
it wasn't Mariah. You know what it was? It wasn't Mariah.
Mariah is lit. Moonlit. She is stunning. That makeup and hair is flawless. And then you're coming in like...
I feel like a cat. I feel like a cat lit by like a street light. Like I just so happened to be under a street light.
I can't laugh too hard because I don't have any control over me not peeing. But that.
Well, why? Okay.
If
why
someone doesn't
freeze it on
send
that frame?
Me, okay, I need somebody to send me the screenshot and footage from this and the Celine interview. Preston, you have time today. Send
I look
it
like
to
the
me.
Girl who did. If you can't bail a noches, I look like that. Like someone is interviewing me outside of a shooting of a neighborhood.
Yeah, no, I swear. By the way,
it was intense. It was intense.
Yeah.
It was kind of like you were fanning out.
But also, I feel like good sport on Mariah, because she probably was like, is this E? Is this what this is dwindled down to?
No wonder she was like, come to my house on Thanksgiving. You look hungry.
You need help.
You look hungry.
The thirst is real.
Mariah's Christmas, The Magic Continues, drops Friday on Apple TV+. Don't move.
Oh, my God.
Coming up, we're talking weddings, babies, and being totally unfiltered with the Bella twins. Bree and Nikki are joining us live after this.
Woo!
If you like a good murder mystery story, you'll love June's Journey, a free hidden object mobile game where Detective June Parker unravels the mystery of her sister's death. Travel back to the beautifully illustrated 20s, find clues, discover hidden objects, and watch the story unfold with new chapters released weekly. Put your detective skills to the test. Download June's Journey on Android or iOS. Or play online via Facebook games.
I was driving to school, and I was going the speed limit. I have both my kids in the car. And all of a sudden, I hear honk, honk. So I like look like in the rearview mirror, and I'm like looking, and the lady starts flickering her lights. I'm like,
oh, that's like, yeah, big no.
And she goes to pass me. So as she did, I just was like, you, and I flipped her off. So then Birdie turns and goes,
you.
And I was just how Brie did it.
Because Nicole was on speakerphone.
Like aggressive, loud. My heart dropped and I wasn't even on FaceTime.
Oh my God, I gotta know what happens next. And here to fill us in are Brie and Nikki Bella. Hello, ladies.
Hello.
Okay, first of all, Brie, I know a lot of people can't help but laugh when their kids say their first curse word. Was it hard for you to keep a straight face?
Oh, yes. It was really hard. There was a part of me that was a little proud because she had mommy's back. But then a big part of me was like, oh, my gosh, this just was like a big failing moment as a mother. So, but it was
cute. It's bound to happen. I mean, I know that we were just talking off camera a little bit. I'm about to have my second child. What am I in for? Can you give me some tips on how to handle this?
Yeah, you know, it's crazy because when I had Buddy, I'll never forget, I bawled my eyes out because I missed Birdie so much because I'm like, how do I love two babies? But then you just do. And then it's weird because then you're like, oh, wait, I was meant to have two kids. Like, I have enough love for both of them. They both bring this different type of joy and the house just feels even more full of life. So you're going to love it. It's chaotic at first. Those first 6 weeks, it's I don't know if I meant to do this. God. And then all of a sudden it just goes. And you're like, oh, yeah, this was supposed to happen.
Well, thank God, because it's definitely happening. All right, you guys, fans are so happy because you brought back the Bellas podcast. People are obsessed with it. So you were gone for 6 months. Nikki, why did you guys want to bring this back?
Well, so we got an amazing opportunity to work with SiriusXM and Stitcher. And Brie and I are like, okay, now we're with the big dogs. So we want to bring this back. Bigger, better than ever. And we just felt like we needed that time to really refresh and really think about what do we want our listeners to take from the Bellas podcast. And, you know, Brie and I, being women that have broken barriers in a male-dominated industry, we wanted to make sure that the inspiration and motivation factor was in there, but also a lot of fun because us Bellas have a lot of fun. So we want to bring you that happy hour and we want to give you that inspiration. And then we're going to bring you some really amazing guests.
Don't you feel like also, I think that that's such an important thing that you said about taking time off, having the 6 months to really refresh, because now you feel like you have a clear direction of what you want to put out there and you feel rejuvenated to give people what they want from you guys.
Totally. Because, you know, at that point, before we walked away, Brie and I, we were filming Total Bellas. We have our YouTube channel. We are doing the podcast every week. We have social media. Mm. We kind of hit a point of, what else do we have to give? Like, there's no more Bellas to give. And so we really needed that break from everything to just kind of be present in our own lives with ourselves. And, you know, in any industry, you always realize that whatever you do, you need that break to refresh. Designers do, CEOs, everyone in every industry. And it just makes your product that you give
completely. I so agree with that. And we also, we love you guys so much because you never censor yourselves. You always bring 100% truth to everything. Do your men ever listen to the podcast and go, oh my God, I just wish you did not mention that or you kept that just for us?
Oh my gosh.
Oh yes.
Artem had been with me recently and he was just like, can you stop talking about our sex life? And I was like, but that's like a big need my life. And I say good things. Isn't that like cool? And he's like, it really embarrasses me when I see headlines about for a second. I was like, okay, well, I'll try.
Right.
He's on this Wednesday, actually. So I try to get a little bit out of him. So we'll see.
That's so sweet. He's like, can you not do that, babe? All right. Nikki, you guys also, you previously said that you and Artem were going to get married Thanksgiving weekend 2021, which obviously just happened, and that did not happen. So is there another date? Is there something else in the works?
I mean, I'm hoping for, it's so funny because I always pick Thanksgiving, but it's because when you're in the entertainment industry, I'm like, okay, Dancing with the Stars is done. And in Hollywood, no one ever works like Thanksgiving weekend. So that's always like my savings weekend. And for Artem, he's just mainly like, I just want my parents there. And so for me, I'm like, okay, let's plan a date where, you know, once we know his parents can get visas, we'll plan our date.
Yeah, I think that that's the right thing to do. Oh my God, so sweet. I love Artem. Oh my God. All right, Brie, when the family all gets together, I just had Thanksgiving with my parents and my in-laws. Does everyone get along? How does that go? Is it stressful?
So it is stressful just because my sister and I, we took on all the cooking this year.
Oy.
But I will say our family, Yeah, but our family, we all get along. I mean, there's definitely, like, towards the end of the night when there's been a little too many drinks, there might be a couple little digs here and there. But overall, I think everyone did. Everyone actually got along great this year. It was really special.
Oh, that's all you can hope for. When everyone gets in a room, family or not, it's always a little like, oh, let's just make it through this and make sure that nobody storms out, nobody throws a glass at anybody, at least in my house.
Right.
You guys, thank you guys so much. We love having you. And you guys, you can listen to the Bellas podcast on SiriusXM's Stitcher and everywhere you get your podcast. So make sure you check that out. And coming up, Kanye's new plan to win Kim back. Is it going to work? We'll discuss after this.
Kanye's Thanksgiving meal came with a side of regret this year. Mm. In yet another bid to get Kim back, he posted a 5-minute holiday prayer on Insta, taking responsibility for their split. He admitted his temper, his drinking, and ego, and that run for president resulted in one big mess.
All I think about every day is how I get my family back together and how I heal the pain that I've caused. Now, I know none of y'all would ever picture this, but sometimes I scream. That screaming did not help me keep my family together. Good Lord, my wife did not like me wearing the red hat. I embarrassed my wife in the way that I presented information about our family during the one and thank God only press conference.
Wow.
Too much.
Go ahead.
Oh, no, I was going to say too much, too little, too late, okay, and too left over. Bless his heart. I just, Kanye is interesting. You never know which Kanye you're going to get.
I think that's
and
why
I really
Kim,
feel for him.
Kim is a little like, I put it all in. To me, she feels very like exactly what you too little, too late at this point. Like, it's just... Yeah. I appreciate this sort of, like, vying for her to come back, but, like, I genuinely feel, and there was a while when they were separated mm-hmm. where they still were kind of dancing around each other and you felt like there was this sweet, like, love and, like, it might work out again. For me, I feel like that is very much not an option and they are not going to be a couple again.
And it almost seemed like that was a music video or something, the way that it was put together. Was it intentional? Was it authentic? Was it real?
I think for him, he knows that no gift, no Birkin bag, no floral arrangement that costs $20,000 from Jeff Latham, no piece of artwork is going to work. He went to the one thing that the man has in his arsenal that might help.
Wow.
And that's vulnerability. Mm. And he expressed it in the only way he knew he could.
Musically.
He made it artsy. He made it whatever.
Yeah.
I think that Kanye and Kim had a conversation. And you know when a woman says that she's done and there's no emotion there? Mm-hmm. I think she's at that point and it hit him.
I think also, I think the appeal of Kanye for Kim has worn off. I think she, it's not even like, she loves him, she respects him, he's the father of her children. She has ridden with him through every red hat, every single thing he has put out into the world, she stood by her man. That woman has really put up with a lot.
She really
And
did.
I think now she genuinely, like you just said, feels indifference towards him and does not, and is like having fun with Pete Davidson at the Beverly Hills Hotel, which of course I wasn't there the one time.
100%. Oh God.
The one time I can't. I'm like, hello?
But you know what? I am a hopeless romantic and I always fight for love. But if they can get it together, you're like, no,
it's okay. Done. No. You know what it is?
It's sad
what?
Done.
It's sad, sad done. Done. And he's in the five stages, he's at bargaining. Mm. He is trying his hardest to get this woman back. Mm. This man is going to live in denial for a very long time about this relationship
and,
not being over.
Yeah.
And he's going to pull what Chris Brown did on Karrueche, where no man could go near her or else he was going to start some
well,
drama.
Well, too late.
Wow.
And also, I mean, Kanye now, you know, going just lost a friend. It's awful. So.
Yeah.
It's terrible.
Yeah.
Well, we cannot wait to see the stars of Annie Live take the stage this week. Victor got all the details from Taraji, Harry, and Annie herself, Selena.
First, I got to ask you, you ever throw on the Giants jersey and just pretend to be Victor Cruz?
You know what's funny is that I can't even change the thing, but I'm in Giants Stadium literally right now. I just had to blur out the whole thing. But yes, I pretend to be Victor Cruz daily, actually.
Yeah.
You don't want Annie. She's a drunk and a liar.
Now, Taraji, you have a duet with Harry Connick Jr. Mm-hmm. Was it intimidating to have a duet with such an icon like him?
If I had to be Taraji, I would probably pass out or clam up. But because I'm Miss Hannigan and she's so zany and it's just, you know, it's fun. You know, I think one day he just stopped and was watching me like, what?
I just talked to him too, and he was talking about how you have so much energy. And I was like, well, what's the Miss Hannigan seduction technique? And he was like, Miss Hannigan doesn't need no techniques. Taraji don't got to take, it's all there.
Taraji P. Hannigan is seductive as Taraji. She's such a powerful presence in the most wonderful way. And you know, being seduced by Miss Hannigan maybe isn't quite as pleasant as being seduced potentially by Taraji P. Henson, but so good at it that, you know, I think people are gonna love it.
It's literally the most fun I've had in a long time. And I've been doing this for a while.
It's hard enough life.
There's been some iconic women, iconic girls that have played this role. Talk to me about how your version is gonna be different.
Well, you know, I'm hoping to get to sprinkle a little bit of my personality. I've done TV and I've done musicals, so I'm hoping to mix a little bit of my TV acting, my musical acting in there. And I'm just so excited for you guys to see all the combinations put together on December 2nd. I just stick off my chin and grin and say.
I'm excited for you to belt out that iconic song. Are you ready? Have you had dreams about this song? I'm sure you've sung it all. 100 times in rehearsals.
Most definitely. I was just in the recording studio for it, what was it, like 2 or 3 days ago? And we recorded it for the album. Oh my gosh. It literally sounds so good. And I'm so excited for you guys to hear it.
So you gotta hang on till tomorrow.
You recently just joined the cast as Jane Krakowski had to step down. Tell me how it felt when you got that phone call.
Very conflicting emotions, to be honest, because at first I still feel terrible for Jane. I can only imagine how that must feel. But I'm also thrilled to be a part of this cast and crew and creative team. I mean, it's truly an honor.
Now, I can't let you leave without talking a little bit about Wicked. You played Glinda on Broadway, obviously. Mm-hmm. How do you feel about Ariana Grande playing the role? Do you have any advice for her?
I am so excited for this movie. I think this casting is so amazing. I don't have any advice because she's going to be brilliant. Nobody needs advice from me.
Annie Live airs Thursday at 8 p.m. on NBC. Mm. After the break, George Clooney gets real about fame and the moment he almost died.
Wow.
Plus, Lindsay Lohan's getting married, y'all. What? There's hope for all of us.
All of us.
Welcome back to Daily Pop. It is time for the Hollywood Minute. George Clooney learned a lot about fame from the 2018 motorcycle crash that almost killed him, and he wishes he could go back and shake the people who filmed him but didn't offer to help. He told the Sunday Times, "What you realize when you're on the ground thinking it's the last minute of your life is that for some people, it's just going to be entertainment for their Facebook page." And Hollywood is mourning the loss of designer Virgil Abloh. He passed away yesterday after a private battle with cancer. Virgil was best known as the artistic director of Louis Vuitton's menswear collection. And Cynthia Erivo wrote he was a true creative and a visionary. Gigi Hadid shared that she is heartbroken over his passing. And Hailey Bieber wrote that she will never forget his impact. And congrats to Lindsay Lohan. She just got engaged. Lindsay has been dating Bader Shamus for 3 years. She posted these pictures of her new Harry Winston ring to Instagram this weekend, writing, "My love, my life, my family, my future." And that is your Hollywood Minute. Dwayne The Rock Johnson is being honored with the People's Champion Award at next week's People's Choice Awards. There are so many reasons why we love him. Let's count the ways.
It's nice to be important, but it's more important to be nice.
You don't have to ask if The Rock is for real. He's always down to earth.
People around me in my inner circle now understand I don't like being driven anywhere by a chauffeur or a driver. I like driving myself.
From his diet to exercise, he makes putting the work in look like fun.
It's about drive, it's about power. We stay hungry, we devour. Put in the work, put in the hours, and take what's ours.
What does mommy and daddy say?
I love you.
I love you.
The Rock always makes sure that no matter what, family comes first.
What we do now is where I go, they go. And I come home to spending time, to food, to changing diapers, to putting babies to sleep, and keeping that element really just makes the biggest difference.
Changing diapers is definitely good for a marriage, and so is knowing when to say you're sorry.
Anytime we have a disagreement, we try to immediately get to the other side of it really quickly. I usually end up saying, I'm sorry for the that I just said. And I'm sorry for the that I'm gonna say.
The People's Choice Awards airs Tuesday, December 7th at 9 p.m. on NBC and E. Coming up, the new show that could put a serious dent in your wallet. Host Scott Evans is here to tell us all about it. Plus, we're going to battle to see who the king of pop culture really is. Don't go anywhere.
That's a lot of money on the table. I'm sweating. I can't imagine what you're thinking. You've got Lowe's with an incredible offer. You've got Macy's with an incredible offer. You've got to pick just one.
Is it?
The heart and soul of America's Big Deal is here. Scott Evans, welcome!
What I do?
By the way, I just want to let you guys know, my favorite, like, part of a supermarket, of Walgreens specifically, is the As Seen on TV.
As Seen on TV.
And now your show gives me that.
Every
In
week.
Real time.
Every week. The cool part about this show, so for people who haven't seen, it is about bringing four entrepreneurs on,
right.
Four products on each episode, and they have the opportunity to pitch live to America. So a lot of people have said, oh, it's like Shark Tank, but it's live. But the difference between Shark Tank and this show, one of the big differences is we're not vying for ownership in your company. We're just wanting to take your company to the next level. So you sell to America in real time.
And as it's happening, people can buy it.
You can scan. All you open your phone on your TV. You scan the little code. It takes you to this store. You can buy everything. It's on its way to you before the episode is even over.
The world we live in.
My American Express bill is out of control right now.
The fact that can happen.
Yeah.
The streamer.
And so then the entrepreneur who sells the most.
Mm-hmm.
Gets an opportunity to then stand in front of these retail titans. You've got Macy's, Lowe's, QVC and HSN, and Joy Mangano, the woman who created the Miracle Mop. You know, Jennifer Lawrence.
What do you mean, like, forever in my... Yes.
Yes, Jennifer Lawrence won the Golden Globe playing her best...
Yeah.
Playing
she never
her,
used the mop.
...in the movie.
never used the
don't
mop.
Don't let him lie to you. I love that mop.
For other people.
Yeah, no, by the way, well, anyway. This is not about me. This is about Scott's new show.
That's right.
This is about supporting Scott right now, so I'm going to go back to that.
So Joy is the woman who created the show.
Oh, my God, she's doing all the damn things.
She's doing
I love
all
that
of the
mop.
Things.
It's crazy.
Yeah, yeah. So it has been a ball of fun. Every week.
Okay, so the investors put up a lot of money for these products. What's something that has been on the show that you personally would break the bank for?
Okay, so here's the thing. I have bought every episode. The first episode, Minky Blue, this woman who created this like luxury backpack.
Minky Blue.
It's cute.
It has like all these compartments. You know, you put stuff in a bag and then you can't find any of this stuff.
What do you mean,
like,
me every day?
Literally,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So she created these compartments. Great. This guy named Marshall created this thing called the Grill Guard, which is what we were just talking about.
It's everybody's getting it this year. All getting it.
It's so good. So in its most basic form, it is perforated?
Aluminum foil.
It's aluminum foil with holes in it.
No.
But you can put it on your grill.
Yes.
How?
And
right.
Then there's another guy who made, my favorite is the lady with the strainer.
The trap door colander.
You have not been out, have you? You're just watching this show every
Thursday. First of all, I'm so excited because he is my friend and we see each other every day. But on top of that, because that job is hard.
Okay? It is hard.
You are leading a live show.
I mean.
On top of that, you be my friend. I just like I actually buy the shit.
Right.
Okay. I don't have to go to Walgreens anymore for like a topsy-turvy.
My God.
And the cool part about our show is it's not just all about the product. You know, you get to find yourself. You see yourself in these entrepreneurs. Oh. You see these people battling cancer, overcoming homelessness. All kinds of stories in the extreme, but also in the everyday.
Oh my God.
And then you decide whether you like the product or not. Maybe you just want to support
totally
this person. You want to be a part of their success story because America then gets to be a part of granting the keys to the American dream to someone every week.
Yes. I want to watch just because of your outfits. They're so damn good.
Right? And, right. Well, you know. And the beat.
We are playing a game. All right, so Scott is also a host on Access Hollywood, as you guys know. I am going to put your pop culture knowledge to the test.
Oh, God.
So here we go.
I've been out of the know.
This is the first. Okay, so we're going to ask you a question. Oh, you have a buzzer? I don't have a buzzer. Oh, I'm hosting? All right. Mm-hmm. What is the name of Kristen Stewart's fiance?
Richard Gere.
Dylan Meyer.
Did you look at the cards?
No, I,
do you see
I talk about her every day.
You said okay. Kristen Stewart? I heard Martha Stewart.
No. Oh. Okay. Number two.
Yeah, it's early. It's early.
But also Martha Stewart and Richard Gere not together.
No.
All right, which bachelorette just wrote a book? If you don't know this, Scott, your job is...
Hannah Brown.
Okay, we'll let him try to answer
Yeah,
one.
No, that was what I was going to say.
Uh-huh.
It was on the tip of my tongue.
I'm trying to help him.
It was like Martha Stewart.
All right, Dancing with the Stars just named a winner.
Iman Shumpert.
Oh, okay.
I saw that one. Yeah, yeah. All right. How you doing, Tiana Taylor?
Welcome to Who Knows Black People?
500, please.
You are so stupid. Which celeb has Pete Davidson not been linked to? Ariana Grande, Kim Kardashian, Kate Beckinsale, Lady Gaga.
Lady Gaga.
You got that one.
Gaga.
We shouldn't have put these in order. We should have mixed it up. All right, who was the host of this year's American Music Awards?
Cardi B.
Cardi B!
All right. Which housewife is also known for her cabaret show?
Yeah, I'm gonna give you a chance.
I know this one. The Countess.
Oh!
I've actually been to that show.
Justin, you win, but you win in life.
Right, I'll take it. I'll take it.
Yeah, he just bought a home. He good.
He's fine.
He good. Okay, thank you, Scott,
for being here.
You are America's big deal.
Yes. Get out of here, guys.
Get your credit cards out. I'm telling you, Thursdays on USA, you have to check it out. We'll be right back with more Daily Pop.
Scott.
Hello, we are back with our guest. I was going to say our ghost.
Our ghost.
our ghost.
That's actually kind of a good, that's like a good name for our co-host.
Yes.
Because they alternate so much.
Yes,
it's the
our guest co-host, yes. Amy Raquel Robinson.
Okay. I'll take that. Yes.
You have a movie coming out tonight.
Yes.
I do. Can you believe it? It's a Lifetime Christmas movie. It's going to definitely get everybody in the holiday spirit.
Okay.
It's called A Christmas Family Reunion. And it's myself, it's Vanessa Williams.
Oh.
As well as, some wonderful young actors that are coming up and going and all of that good stuff. Yeah.
That's
and we
awesome.
Filmed it in COVID.
So what was that like?
Wow.
So when did you start filming?
We started filming in January.
Mm.
And then we got shut down twice.
Oh, my God.
Because, you know, if there's one case, it'll just shut down everything, unfortunately. But then we came back, we finished it, and what started off to be a 15-day project turned into about a 35-day project.
Wow.
Ching.
Thank you.
Yeah,
ching. Thank you.
Yes, thank you, Lifetime. it made my life time. So.
You've been in this business forever. What was your favorite show or movie to work on?
Oh, wow. That's tough.
Don't get me in trouble. But it's a toss-up. Steve Harvey's show was incredible.
Oh my
but
God.
I have to say The Game has really, it's changed my life completely. Completely, yeah.
Well,
3 different networks, 10 different seasons, and to play a character over 20 years of my life and to see 20 years of that character's life evolve is...
Amazing.
It's unprecedented.
Well, you guys, check out that movie tonight on Lifetime.
Yes.
And check out The Game. You have to catch up. It is amazing. We're going to be with her tomorrow. We'll see you guys. Set your DVRs.
Bye.